أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن شاء الله we'll recite today verse number 27 from سورة البقرة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون من بعد. Here we have a noon sakina followed by ba, and whenever we have noon sakina followed by ba, this is called iqlab. So we're gonna do two steps. First, we convert the noon into meem, so it will be mem ba'd. But when the meem is followed by ba, it becomes an ikhfa. So we'll not say mem. Rather, we hide the meme with the ba and make elongation for two harakat. It's like mim ba'di. What does this ayat mean? Alladhina, those. And by those, Allah is referring to the previous verse. If you recall, verse number 26. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Those who got the Quran, got the truth, and got all the analogies in the Quran, but they rejected it and they went astray and they were misled and they were fasiqeen, they were disobedient. Alladina, who are the misled by the Quran? These are which are described in this verse number 27. Alladina yanquduna ahdallah, their quality is as follows. They yanquduna ahdallah, ahd means the covenant, Allah's covenant, and yanqudun, they sever it, they break the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, naqada, as if there is a knot that was very much tied between Allah and His servants, which is us, that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those fasiqeen, they are the ones who untie this knot, this is strong covenant, they untie it, they lose it, they break it. So this covenant with Allah that we worship Him alone, they just break it. يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. After contracting it, there is, after they knew, after there is a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they just go on and break this contract. يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. Number two, another quality of those fasiqeen, وَيَقْطَعُونَ. قَطْعَ means cut. Qata and cut, even in the between English and Arabic also there is a similarity, and this indicates the English language, which is fairly new language, it might have taken this word cut from the Arabic qata somehow. Okay, yaqta'un, they cut ma amara Allahu bihi an yusal, whichever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, has commanded to be uncut, to be joined. So something is joined, you just come and cut it. يَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ. And we'll see some example of so many things that Allah wants us to join them, like our arham, our relatives, our blood relatives. We should join them, we should visit them, we should maintain them, we should behave, we should come in their assistance, we should always take care of them, but they just cut it. Between Quran and Hadith, we are supposed to join Quran and Hadith. Some people come and say, no, I believe in Quran, I don't believe in Hadith, for example. I just listen what is in the Quran. What about Hadith? I don't believe in Hadith. So this is a cut, for example. Okay? Or within the Quran, you believe one verse and the other verse, you don't. So you are imposing some kind of a secularism within the Quran. Okay, you separate things, and the secularism itself, you think that in the masjid, okay, I will pray, but when I go to outside, how to manage a country, how the administrative aspects, the economics, the other things, it's outside masjid, we can use the European system, no need for whatever Islam has said in the financial system. It's another kind of secularism, okay? So all these are examples of yaqta'un. They just sever ma amar Allahu bihi an yusal, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded to join. Number three, wa yufsiduna fil ard, they do corruption on earth in whatever form it is. corruption on the earth. And this is a generic word that underneath falls so many types of corruption of the on the earth. And the biggest corruption is when Allah's Tawheed is not established, when the forms of shirk has been is practice. All this kind of sinful action is causing corruption on the earth. And not performing the salah, not going for Hajj, not going for Umrah, these are all forms of corruption, because Allah has created this earth for a purpose, that we worship Him. And when this purpose is not fulfilled, this is causing destruction to earth. This is the real climate crisis, not the greenhouse effects or the global warming. This is the real global warming, when a servant, when us as human being are not doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do. Our purpose of creation, if we are not fulfilling the purpose of our creation, which is ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the greatest corruption on earth. And that's why the doomsday. When is the doomsday? The doomsday when this earth will collapse, and that is when the clock strikes 12 o'clock. It is not because of nuclear issues. Okay? The closest the earth strikes 12 o'clock is when the totality of human beings forgets to pray, for example. And that's why we know that when there is not a single person to circle the Kaaba, making tawaf and say Allah, Allahu Akbar, that is the time when the Qiyamah will come. And there is a person from Abyssinia who will come and just destroy the Kaaba, for example. So if the Kaaba is destroyed, then there is no purpose of this earth. The Kaaba itself, the Mecca, the Kaaba is like a powerhouse. It is holding the earth. Qiyaman linnas. Anyway, I am digressing a little bit. So this is yufsiduna fil ard. They cause corruption on earth because of the sinful actions. And finally, Allah says, ulaika humul khasirun. It is those who are the losers. These are the real losers. We do transactions as a business, and we win, we get profits, we get some good revenues, our business grows, or in sometimes we lose in our trade. So we understand this word khasir in terms of our business transactions. But Allah is using the same word, but in another world, in another dimension, in another scope, and that is the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, breaking the covenant. Those who cause the corruption on earth, these are the real khasara. These are the real khasara, because these losers are losing the akhirah, the hereafter, which is far more important than this temporary world, which is a person can live 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, 120, but not more than that, right? But the akhirah is eternal. So that is the real khasara, not the khasara in this material world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand Allah's words and fulfill this covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we go a bit deeper in the tafsir of this verse from Ibn Kathir, for example, we'll see, for example, a group of ulama, they have given this ayah as an example of Al-Khawarij. And Khawarij is one of the very first sects in Islam who went out of Islam. And that's why the word Khawarij, Kharaja, means got out. And this fits very well with the word Fasaqa, which was mentioned in the previous verse 26, Ulaika humul Fasiqun. And then their description came here. So Fasiqun means, as we have seen previously, that Arabs, they describe rats as fasiq, the mouse. Why? Because it gets out of its place to do mischief on the kitchen, for example, and come back. So Muslims as a community, they are supposed to be within the community under the leadership of an imam, under the leadership of the Muslim leader, the Muslim Khalifa, the Muslim president, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the authority to lead. And the Khawarij, they don't follow these things. They just go rebellion. They just cause chaos, anarchy, and just get out and cause corruption in earth. And the Khawarij story, it's not the time to describe it in detail, but these are the some ulama, they say that it is the Khawarij, like Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the Sahabi who is one of the Ashra Mubashirin bil Jannah. He has given as an example this verse as an example of the Khawarij, because they have went out of the obedience of Ali radiallahu anhu. He was the legitimate Khalifa at that time, Ali radiallahu anhu, Ali ibn Abi Talib, but they said that no, Ali, you are kafir, we are not listening to him, and they went on and created their own camp and started to cause problems to the Muslim community. So Sahaba kiram radhiyallahu alayhim, they have understood this verse as they are the one who broke the covenant. A Muslim has the covenant to stay within the Muslim rule and follow the guidance of the Imam, who is a legitimate Khalifa like Ali ibn Abi Talib radhiyallahu an. And also, if you read Ibn Kathir, he has elaborated on number of possibilities of what does this covenant mean, and this can all be together various examples of the covenants. So this covenant is a generic word. So for example, the Munafiqeen in Medina or the Ahli Kitab. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the Ahli Kitab, the Jews in the Medina, they broke the covenant when they denied the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Although the Bible was very clear about the description of the Prophet ﷺ, but still they denied him. So this is a breaking of the covenant, for example. Another example of breaking the covenant is those who reject the thousands and tons of signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this nature. Those atheists, they are breaking the covenant. Allah has elaborated His intelligent design in the creation, which Allah alluded to in some previous verses that we have seen. الذي خلقكم الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء. We have seen this, how Allah perfected the creation of this heaven. He has created the sky, this atmosphere, as a protection, like we have the shelter under our roof. It protects us from heat of the sun or from the coldness, from the snow. Similar way, Allah has created this sky to protect from radiations and harmful effects from outside. So these are examples. So those who still know these things, that there is an intelligent designer, engineer behind this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and still he rejects him. He doesn't come and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow his instructions. This is an example of breaking the covenant. Breaking the covenant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken from each of us when He created us, and made a testament with us. وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. I will urge you to go and see the meaning of verse 172 of Surah Al-A'raf, 172 of Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created Adam and all his offspring in one shot, he took a covenant from each of us, saying that Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Lord that you should supposed to worship? Qalu bala, we all testified and said bala, we have. So there is a basic, there is an in our instinct, in our natural disposition of things, which is not corrupted by outside ideologies or outside external effects, if a person is left with his mind and ration and reasonable, sensible brain, he would come to the conclusion. This conclusion would be very natural to him that yes, there is an Allah. And his heart becomes very much inclined, as the heart of a child is inclined to his father for protection. Similarly, heart of the mankind is always inclined with a powerful deity. He wants to attach to him. After corruption, people has dialed the wrong number. They have inclined or attached to wrong deities. A sun, a moon, a statue, a system, a celebrity, a person, a leader, a president. Okay, but what is supposed to be is the most powerful one, the omniscient, the omnipresent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who break this, to go to and dial wrong number, they are the one who has cut and severed this contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is inbuilt in our psyche. Some say that one good example of this yanqudun al-ahd, those who break this covenant, is the munafiqeen. And in this situation, I can cite what Abil Ali has said about this verse, and Ibn Kathir has quoted him. He's saying that this munafiqeen, when they are upper hand, when the hypocrites get some power, so that they don't need to hide their hypocrisy, they can declare it outside. When they are in that situation, they bring in six characters. They show their ugly face and bring in six characters. And these are: when they say, they speak lie; when they promise, they break their promise; when they are given something to entrust with something, they betray the trust; and they cut the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they make corruption on earth. These are the characters that are mentioned in these verses. Okay, these are the six characters. But when they are lower hand, meaning that there is an Islamic state and they are just hiding in between, they cannot do the last three, which is mentioned in this verse. They cannot they cannot break the covenant. They need to stay within the Muslims. They cannot cut severe, because if they cut what Allah wants us to join, they will be exposed, because they are now lower hand. They cannot just cut it and say that I don't want to pray in masjid, I don't want to, okay? They have to do these things because they are part of the Muslim, a Muslim society who are imposing Islam and practicing Islam. So they have to just join the things. And they cannot go out and make corruption on earth, because the Muslim state will prevent them, will not allow them to do it. These three they cannot do, but still they do the other three, which is always a part of any hypocrite's character, which is when they speak, they speak lie; when they promise, they break their promise; when they are given a trust, they break their trust, because these are more at the personal level. So I thought this is very brilliant commentary of Abil Aliya on this verse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who always join what Allah wants us to join and fulfill the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by not giving our submission to anybody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let our submission be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also let us join the relationship with our parents, with our cousins, with our blood relatives. Let's just pick the phone and call them and show that we do care for them. If there is an ability, we physically visit them. Alhamdulillah, now because of the science and technology, now we can even join through a Skype call, through a Zoom call. You can see them, they can see you, exchange some conversation. So Allah has opened us for us many ways. So let us not cause a corruption through not maintaining the relation with our families. And that's what Allah mentioned in verse 22 of Surah Muhammad. فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. Allah has combined these two big problems, which is the corruption on earth and cutting the womb relations. These are synonyms, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, Allah has created us from Adam and Hawa, from Adam and Eve, as one single parents, and from there the whole community has spread. So we should need to join this family bonding as one human society. So may Allah help us in this regard. Wallahu alam, wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.